The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Cynthia Rosenzweig is a senior research scientist at the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, one of the leading institutions for research about global climate change. There, she's the leader of the Climate Impacts Group, which means she studies the way a changing climate has and will affect our lives.
These are the things that people care about. What's going to happen to our cities? What's going to happen to our food supply? What's going to happen to our communication systems, our transport? Are we going to be able to get around when climate extremes become worse and when it gets a lot hotter? We've already had over a foot of sea level rise over the past 100 years. The worst case projections for 2100 here is 6 feet. This is six times what we had over the past 100 years. In the coming 100 years, these projections, they're of great concern, really, for New York. And so we really have to be smart about creating resilience in our coastal areas. And the city is doing some very exciting things. For example, temporary infrastructure like inflatable barriers that can go up in front of subway entrances, that can go up in places where flooding might occur. The ultimate goal is, of course, to reduce, first and foremost, loss of life and damage, of course, to assets and families' homes. But when we rebuild and when we create anything in our city from now on, we can't have any more business as usual, just rebuild to what it was before. We have to be flexible but smart, realizing that the climate change is bringing increasing risks of coastal flooding, of intense downpours in our regular storms, and besides the coastal storms. And also we have to be careful of increasing heat up with our elderly people who are vulnerable. These are things that the city is now taking into account, and we are going to need to be taking these into account now and in the future. The risks are very real to our New York City metropolitan area. But we realize that cities are connected. Just there, it's almost a kind of alternate universe that cities are, just as we have the countries interacting through the United Nations, all the cities are interacting through flows, financial flows, for example. But also there's people flows in terms of migration. There's food flows, there's energy flows, there's goods flows. Everything is flowing in and out across the cities across the world. So building on our work from New York City, we created the Urban Climate Change Research Network, which has researchers from cities all over the world. It's about 500 researchers. And we are working together to create the knowledge base for the mayors and the city administrations in cities all over the world.
People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impacts Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.